It's 2023. It's Tennessee. We got football on the way. You've got Tennessee Fan Talk. Thank you guys for tuning in to another episode of Tennessee Fan Talk. 2023 season on the way. Got myself, Brandon Bird, as always, with the Duke.
The new intro music is very WWE-esque.
Special guest from Nashville, Tennessee, Mr. Josh.
Thanks for having me on.
26 days, 14 hours, 23 minutes, and counting as we record this. Yeah, it's called createcountdown2.com. Put in the date and time, and it'll let you
put my lifespan, see what happens.
And it'll just do it for you. Kickoff, you know, I hate when we play at Nissan Stadium. And
easy.
I'm going to miss it. Not going to be in town, so I don't really care. But it is against Virginia. Come on.
I mean, do you want me to say that? I mean, look how degrading it is for Vanderbilt. They're in town, and they don't even get shot to play in Nissan. That's how I look at it, right? I mean, there is an SEC school that is downtown Nashville, doesn't get a chance to play at Nissan.
I happen to go by Commodore Stadium about 2 weeks ago and saw the work underway closing in one side of their end zone. My question is, why? Because the only time they sell out is when Tennessee or Florida plays in Nashville.
It's a really good haunted house because it's empty. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. During Halloween season.
They got to put the money somewhere. They definitely ain't buying recruits.
I think the city said, y'all need to close that in because we're tired of hearing the
Maybe they need to spend their money on starting a softball team since they don't have one of those. Title IX.
A lot of off-season news surrounding Tennessee. We won't go real deep into it today because we're starting off quite a bit later in or closer to the season, later for we should be on like show 4 by now.
Who's counting?
Joe Milton III seems to be the one with the most talk right this second. Of course, he came out of Peyton Manning's quarterback camp. Why would he come out of there being negative with Peyton Manning running it? I think it is funny that the videos that around social media on what used to be Twitter and Instagram and all that, they show his first pass. And he overthrew the guy by 12 yards. I'm like, yep, that's the Joe Milton that we're used to seeing right there.
He's back.
I mean, Hendon Hooker had a tendency to do that as well. Hooker? I mean, don't bust roll Joe Milton yet. Hendon Hooker had that tendency to overthrow too.
Hey, the listeners know how we both stand on this. You say he can be taught. I say he's rolling into his 30s, and there's no way in hell he can be taught this.
He just ain't had the right man coaching him. Maybe he does now. Maybe he doesn't. Like I said, you can teach accuracy. You can't teach arm strength.
He's got the strength, but you don't make it in Michigan. You don't make it at Tennessee.
Well, Michigan runs the ball like it's 19 and 18. they run them wishbones out there with daggum Army. About cuss their Army. And Nate.
Running backs, you got to get their juice somewhere. And now that NIL's around, they better get it now because the NFL.
They ain't going to get it in the NFL.
The NFL says, I'm sorry. We're going, oh, you're really good? Here's that franchise tag. Yeah. You're not that good? What does a kicker make? We're going to pay you a little less than him.
Cody Parkey, you just get cut.
Guys, we're going to start off this show after our little banter there. We're going to start off, let's just go through Tennessee's schedule. Let's get that out of the way. Let's get our preseason predictions.
I'm glad you got it brought up because, like I said, I haven't even looked at it.
Out of the way. Okay. Open it up. September 2nd, 11 a.m. Central Time. hosting Virginia, Nissan Stadium. Vols 1-0.
I mean, that's another team with an identity crisis just like Auburn. They don't know who they are. Are they the Cavaliers? Are they the Wahoos? Are they the frat boys? We don't know. Probably the third, the latter, the most. They're really good at lacrosse up there. And it's they haven't been good at football since the Thomas Jefferson was the dean.
They're good at basketball.
Sometimes. Yeah. They're a three-point team. They're the white bridge, you know what I'm saying? Live and die by the three-pointer.
Also known as Tennessee.
Hey, I'm all for it. It's my high school.
I think the question is how big is the win going to be?
Ooh, he's going into that early.
You know me. I'm not going to say. I mean, I might say, but I'm going to say it's going to be 35-28 balls because I'm going to be scared.
No, I think Tennessee. It depends on what Milton shows up. Tennessee has more senior defensive manpower coming back than any other SEC program.
I'm a little worried that Milton might go into his fifth sophomore slump. You know what I'm saying? It's possible.
So, not if, but when. When Milton gets set down, in my opinion, either hurt or set down because he's blown.
You cold-blooded.
I'm sorry. When Nico comes in, where does Milton go? We said it pre-show.
What, tight end?
No.
Call on Jalen Hurd.
Maybe we run a wishbone, like a two quarterback, and you snap it. You know, I don't know which way you're going to snap it. You know,
whoever gets it. Yeah, that's an idea. New definition for dual threat. Just two quarterbacks. Just an idea. So, I think Tennessee is capable of putting a 50 burger on them. And if that defense does what I think that they're capable of, Virginia don't score past 17. Of them are late.
Like I said, I have no idea about the University of Virginia. I do know they're like the worst football program in the state when it comes to D1, but they've only really got two, right? Virginia Tech's the other one.
Yeah.
I mean, is the other
battle, one. Battle of Bristol.
Yeah, that was a stinker. It's one of the worst games I've ever been to.
This one is going to be on ABC.
We'll say about five touchdowns.
Five?
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know what the score is going to be because I think Virginia may score more than 17, but I still think Tennessee puts them up by five touchdowns.
Speaking of winning,
we touch like 80. That'd be pretty cool. I'd take all the back.
You know, one thing I love about Heupel is he doesn't take the foot off the gas. He don't care.
Well, I mean,
we're already classless, right? So why?
Why does it matter? Must be even more classless. When you're already classless, you can't get any lower, right?
You see Heupel on the side, they just go up by psh.
I mean, you think we can hold them together? Only like 75 holding my beer.
Oh, speaking of winning by five touchdowns, let's move to week two, Saturday, September 9th, 5 p.m. Eastern.
This SEC 3?
ESPN Plus, so you got to have the app to watch the Austin Peay game.
Won't be watching that one.
And definitely a blowout on there, I think.
Who are they playing?
Austin Peay.
Who? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. The
Let's
one,
go Peay.
The one
Let's
that,
go Peay. See what I did there? That's what they say.
The one that put up a big goose egg against Alabama just a year ago.
They probably getting $1 million for their athletic department, so good on them.
That's all right. They're getting a governor's pay. Nope.
Well.
Womp, womp, womp.
Rah, rah, rah.
Yeah, I was thinking of going somewhere else, but it might get us canceled off the internet.
Oh, careful with the cancellation. Florida, week three, September 16th, 7 p.m. Ooh. Eastern in Gainesville. Now,
That's the first loss of the season.
Now comes the test. And it's, I want to see what Milton does the first two games, even though that they're crap. Because that will make up my mind. So when we do the that week, we do the show on the 10th, I'll be a little better prepared. Being that the starter's coming back, more hype around Tennessee, Florida, their recruiting class for 24 and 25 looks great, but for 23, crap. So, Tennessee
has the capability of being Tennessee, is what we're saying.
Tennessee by at least 10.
That's on the table for sure, right here. Just starting out the gate, it's already on the table. Go ahead and breaking everybody's heart.
They could start the third team dance leader and still put 24 to 35 points on us at quarterback.
I see. I don't trust our defense at all.
And the last time we won in the swamp, I just graduated high school 20 years ago. let's put that out there.
That's definitely something.
I mean, the ghost of Steve Spurrier is always there.
Yeah. So against Florida from 1916 to 2022, we have 21 wins, 31 losses. Winning streak right now is 1. Our away record is 8-16.
I think the last time they we won there was September 2003.
That'll probably be a primetime game. Tim Tebow's going to be there, you know, giving Bible verses before the game starts. Then, you know, they're going to remember Aaron Hernandez. They'll give him a shout-out.
September 20th, 2003, 24-10. Correct. God, there's a bunch in the loss column from 25 to 2015. 10-year deficit. It's time to take that back. Eh?
And I think this is the year that we do it.
I think we better do it now.
Because we're going to get smoked at Bryant Denny. Let's just be honest.
They're going to.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
They're going to be smoking. Striking up cigars at halftime.
Game 4, UTSA. Roadrunners. Meet.
University of Texas.
San Antonio? Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Yeah. Wile E. Coyote, Tennessee's versus the Roadrunners. We know how that goes. Game sponsored by Acme.
Feed and Seat.
Yeah, we
right there at the end on Broadway, looking over the stadium, right on the river.
Speaking of payback, at next one at Neyland, September 30th, hosting South Carolina Gamecocks.
We got the modern-day Butch Jones rolling in. That's Beamer. He's the modern day Butch Jones. He could sell ice to an Eskimo, buddy.
He has
I can't. Ice to an Inuit. Excuse me.
And Spencer Rattler's returning, correct?
They have him on Heisman watch.
Oh my God, bless! Because he played two good games. After the game,
him and Joe Milton are going to the AARP meeting. After the game.
He played two good games at the end of the season, and now all of a sudden he's Heisman watch. Whatever. Hosting, so South Carolina, too early to tell. I'll give Tennessee the win. Right now I've got Tennessee undefeated. What are you, Bradley?
I'm 3-1.
Okay. 3-1.
I almost went 2-2.
1, 2, 3, 4. That was the fifth game. Your numbers don't add up.
So we got to, okay, win against Virginia. Win against, let's go P. We get beat by Florida. So we're 4-1.
Okay.
Is that better?
And then, yeah. That,
Yeah.
I don't have to hear the freaking sandstorm 1,000 times.
South Carolina. Josh?
Yeah, I think we take the win there. I got us undefeated, too.
So, for the first time hosting Texas A&M.
Shit.
Yeah.
They're on the comeback tour. Mm-hmm. They're going to be rolling
Jimbo,
heads this year.
Jimbo better be doing something.
They're going to be rolling
Otherwise,
heads this
they're going to have a big buyout.
It's like every year that we play Mississippi State, they're good. That's the one year they're good we play. And the one year we play Ole Miss, they're good. The one year we play Auburn.
He's doing something. You seen what they recruited last year? They're number one recruit. They had 8 5 stars. He's definitely doing something down there.
Yeah, it's called paying.
That's right.
Which is legal. I'm all for it. If everybody can do it, come on. Measure them, buddy. Measure them.
I said that it was their first time. They came in 2020.
Yeah, Johnny Manziel. I'm telling you, the one year they was good.
That's right. I don't know why I had this as their first time. It's just been one apiece. We met them in Jacksonville, Florida in 57, Dallas in 05, College Station in 16, Knoxville in 20.
So 16 is when we played Johnny Manziel, excuse me, not 20.
Yeah, yes. And we lost that game at home the last game.
Did you know that their cheerleaders are all male? They're very, very, liberal down there, big time. They're just moving forward. Very gender fluid. It's been like that since the school started.
I'm going to have to take your word on
that. Yeah. Yeah. And I think it's going to be hard for them to come in here and win it. I think that this year it's always been loud in Knoxville, but I think it's going to be unreal this year. Hype around the whole program with everybody. I mean, just much talk
Florida.
Because we're getting.
Yeah. If we lose to Florida, your win's out of the sails. I mean, you're on a sinking submarine.
The critics come out. The critics come out. Me personally, I still have them undefeated.
Me too.
You know me.
You're saying a loss on A&M?
Mm-hmm.
4-2. Well, get ready for the next one.
That's a loss.
Because it would be the third Saturday in October.
Mm-hmm.
In Tuscaloosa. Yeah,
another revenge game.
So I have them as 2 losses. They went from undefeated to 2 losses because of how bad Alabama's going to beat them this year. They're not even going to get to play in Kentucky the next week.
But if you
week.
Think about it, we also have the chance to retire Nick Saban.
Yeah.
If we win, he might just quit. I'm out.
That's it. I'm done.
Peace up. I'm going back to my Mercedes-Benz dealer. I'm good.
I mean, he might come to Knoxville. I mean,
yeah. For what, an internship?
a data analyst.
He ain't turned Jones a computer on since 1989. He has somebody else do it for him.
Butch, get in here and turn this computer on. Bring that coffee.
Butch, I need the password for my Gmail. I can't find it. And I know you got the book.
No, he's still using AOL.
Oh, Hotmail. What's your email? My name is NickSaban69@hotmail.com.
He's saying the computer's not hooked up because he doesn't hear the dial-up. He's like, it ain't connected.
Dadgummit, Butch, get off the telephone. I got to check the internet.
We're going to take just a very short break. And come back to talk about.
He's a big AIM guy. He just back and forth. You know what I'm saying? Say, like, you want to come play ball here at Alabama, son? Enter.
We're gonna talk about it. Shift enter. We're gonna talk about another Alabama assistant coach that is now back in high school. As soon as we get back.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Welcome back, Vols fans. We're laughing about Alabama and Saban still typing up his depth chart with a typewriter.
On his Gateway computer.
On his Gateway
Macintosh.
Compact.
Meanwhile, his protege, that is, who'd we say?
Pruitt. I call him a Hamburglar.
Who has just taken a job with his dad at a high school to be their football coach.
That's where he came from. Came from Hoover, right?
Yeah, that is where he came from. But can you imagine? Well, I worked under Nick Saban. I did do that. And then I took a head job at the University of Tennessee. Mm-hmm. And then I got fired. And I didn't see what was wrong with giving kids a little money. They needed a little bit of money. And they got to eat. Right. But then what had happened was they found me guilty of these said violations. And then they
fired me without my pay.
And then Bobby Boucher had to go back to high school.
Except I call him the Hamburglar.
Rolling out of that loss.
Tennessee getting beat by Alabama or Jeremy Pruitt just losing at life?
Both. Both. Yes. We're all in agreement on that one, right?
Yeah.
Alabama's a hand.
I mean, wouldn't that be something, though?
I'm just wondering, do they tear the goalpost down if they beat us this year?
According to the new rules, if they do, there's going to be hell to pay.
Nah, they go mudding after the game. Tractor pull. Got a tractor pull outside Bryant Denny after the football game.
We're going to travel up to Lexington to beat the brakes out of Kentucky.
Death and taxes and Tennessee beat Kentucky.
That's right.
In football.
In football. Yep. And then we go, playing another school in Neyland that is known for basketball, not so much for football, is UConn.
Yeah, do they think it's 5-on-5?
Where's this grass? It's supposed to be hardcore, ain't it?
I mean,
they know they got to bring six other people with them, right?
They're the ones that have that fake trophy with UCF or USF or whoever it is. Like, it's the whatever it's called, the rivalry or something. It's something they made up. I don't know if it was them or if it's the team in Florida, but it's like a legitimately bogus game that there's a trophy that one team doesn't care about.
Well, if it's UCF,
it's called Civil something. I can't remember what it's called, but it's a joke. It's something that UConn made up. I think it's UConn. You can Google me. I think that's what it was.
There's a promotion that night. Oh, that's homecoming. Okay. UConn's coming for homecoming.
Oh, I mean, we had to pay them probably $250,000 to come play too, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, if we pay y'all now, can y'all give us some when it's basketball season? We got Rick Barnes.
I mean, is Gino Auriemma going to be there? Pat Summitt would roll in her grave.
Oh, and the outs.
And that's been your women's basketball.
Moving on to playing at Missouri, Eli Drinkwitz coming out this week and really talking about the changes in NCAA football and with this new realignment and teams having to travel further, how it's not so good for the player. It may be good for the sport, but not so good for the player.
Since when has the player cared about the university, let's be honest? Maybe since Josh – like, if somebody's not going to be a big star in the NFL, they don't give a crap. They don't give a crap about where they play.
No, they just want to play. They just want to
play ball, son.
Of the 71-ish, 71, 73,000 players in NCAA football, only 283 are eligible for draft. Is that about right?
I mean, it ain't like they travel into London. They do that in the NFL. They travel to London. Where's that at, Eli? Are you talking about that? I mean,
well, when you get to the NFL, you might have to go to London.
No, but it ain't good for the NFL players because they're getting paid. So is the guys. If I'm paying you to play on my college football team, you going to go play in daggum Alaska if I asked. You know what I'm saying? No questions asked.
I was fixing to say the same thing. You going to go play in Anchorage.
I was going to say no. Ukraine, but.
Well, from what I understand, that war will be over in 24 hours.
If Joe Milton's out there throwing bombs. Bazooka Joe? I mean, you want to talk about marketing? Bam.
I was just wondering, for safety reasons, do they keep the field goal nets up all season long? Just so
Neyland
got them. No, Neyland don't have them.
I'm a big fan of that. I think that's pretty cool they don't have them.
I have seen that man throw an orange 60 yards and bust it on the side of the wall.
You might have to have a health insurance proof when you go in the lower bowl.
I need you to sign this waiver. Yeah. Not responsible if you get poked in the eye.
Hit with a ricochet ball.
Win against Missouri. Yep. Check.
Sure. Yeah. Sure.
All right. Finishing out last two games of the season. November 18th at home.
Must be playing at Vanderbilt.
This is the last two games, so this would be Georgia visiting.
Why did they move it so far back in the season to try to build some? I bet they did it because they thought that we would maybe be undefeated again, yeah. And there's a chance that we could. That would be the game.
Yeah, there's a lot of hype around that game.
Georgia's going to beat the brakes off of us, dude.
23-27 all time.
Georgia by 50.
We had
Hobnail Buddhist, buddy.
We hadn't beat them since the Hail Mary.
The Hail Mary, right?
In 2016. Mm-hmm. I watched some of that the other day. It was great. Balls are going to win it. Oh, my God. Georgia's going to win it. Hail Mary. Oh, they took it.
Jawan Jennings.
Look at Butch Jones, full of emotion, crying on the field.
I just lost it.
That was a good season.
That was his Derek Dooley time, except Derek Dooley lost against LSU. That was like his, Derek Dooley running out in his orange britches, thinking he just beat LSU. No.
No, you didn't.
Except Butch Jones did it.
Yeah, definitely a loss.
52-35.
Oh, yeah. And then hosting Vanderbilt at the end of the season. It was listening to Sports Talk Radio the other day, and they had talking about the day before, people were, talking about when the East and West go away. I guess that'd be next year.
They don't even know how many games they're playing yet, right? They're still up in there between eight and nine.
Yeah.
I heard Feinbaum say that.
And then, so they voted. They were like, well, if you don't have East and West divisions now, who could come out on top? And Vanderbilt had two or three votes.
I saw that.
And so of course the radio takes it on and says, okay, let's just make a situation where Vandy can win eight games. And it was very hard for them to come up with a situation for that.
Well, now what's hot on the street is Clemson, Florida State.
Yes.
That's hot in the street.
Did you see the buyout for, I guess it was Florida State? So you remember Oklahoma and Texas was $30 million each.
Mm-hmm.
Florida State's was rumored at $300
million. Well, money nowadays is kind of like on Whose Line Is Anyway TV show, where the points doesn't matter. You know, money doesn't matter. Come on.
$300 million. I'm like, wow, that's them saying, please don't go.
I mean, it's going to be the Pac Four. I mean, you talk about. I mean, I think it's great for Oregon State. I mean, there's only four. They're at least one more year. They're guaranteed into the freaking. I mean, so like everybody's gone, right? They're about to four this year. Or is it next year?
Next year.
No, never mind then.
Is that right?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I feel like it's.
I'm just saying, because if they stayed at four, or even if they had Boise State or BYU, I don't know, somebody.
Well, we're at BYU. We're willing to come. You just got to realize that you're gonna have to pay my boys Medicare.
Well, no, you got to make an offering in the plate at the Church of Latter-day Saints, and we're in. We're in. Buy some bicycles and some ties, and we're in. Name badges, leather satchels.
I don't know. What's up with this four quarters? I told you we do everything twice as much. We play six quarters.
But anyway, if it stays four teams, one of the in the Pac-12, they get an automatic buy or automatic selection into the championship, like the playoffs.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that Wazoo could get in?
Mm. The future of college football playoffs is going. When do they go? When does the expanded start?
Like next year.
I think is that all it was. So big changes that, and a lot still to figure out from the league.
And we're not the guys to bring you the most up to date.
No, we ain't.
I can promise you that.
No.
No. It is Tennessee and comedy around here. I tee them up.
They just fly off the handle. They just come from my brain. Just off the top. I don't write them down. They just come to me.
They come from your medulla oblongata.
Mama said alligators are so ornery because they got all them teeth and no toothbrush.
No toothbrush.
Well, guess what, class? Mama's wrong again. No, Connor Sandals. You're wrong. Mama's right.
It's okay, guys. Coach Clive said I could.
Yeah, it's next year.
Next year.
2024.
So our special guest Josh and myself have them with a repeat of last year with two losses headed into bowl time.
Not I got good. Three.
And Fred says...
No, four. I got four.
Brent, you get
Texas, times.
Texas Brent AM says we're going to take a step back.
Florida.
I just know we are who we think we are.
So you've had the girls. The girls softball wins SEC title. The boys don't this year. Baseball does not this year, but they make it in. But they make it into the tournament this year. And made it in, you know. So does Tennessee have a chance, seriously, to fight for an SEC championship this year? You got to get past Georgia to do so.
Who's Georgia's other team in the West? Who they play in the West other than Auburn?
Oh, let's look.
That's what they probably play. Freaking Arkansas. Mississippi State.
All right, so they play UT Martin, Ball State, South Carolina, UAB, Auburn.
Yeah, that's hate week.
Kentucky, Vanderbilt, Florida, Mizzou, Ole Miss, Tennessee, Georgia Tech.
Yeah.
SEC championship.
Ole Miss, is there any rumblings at Ole Miss? Has Joey Smoothwater got anything worked out down there?
Not a chance.
I have not heard a thing from him other than when he got on SEC Media Days and talked so much crap about NIL that he's probably lost some players.
They need to be hitting up daggum Tim McGraw from Blindside. Come on with it.
Yeah.
Freaking.
Come on, Sandra Bullock. Come on, Sandra Bullock.
Yeah, her. Sandra Bullock. Come on.
Yeah, both of them are alumni.
Where's them folks from the west side of Memphis? Give him some money down there at Ole Miss. Come on.
Kathy Bates.
Taco Bell. All
right. PepsiCo.
Tom McGraw, he owned like 17.
That's right.
Taco Bell's in that movie.
That's right.
Just put it on their jersey.
Taco Bell, KFC.
Well, I think PepsiCo technically owns them, right? You got to franchise them through PepsiCo.
Yes,
just like I think they own
KFC,
Arby's, B-Dubs. Pretty much every place that offers Pepsi that's mainstream. I think they own Pizza Hut.
I do know they own Pizza Hut.
I think they own B-Dubs and Arby's. And maybe not. Maybe not.
I'm impressed with your two knowledge on franchise restaurants.
Well, growing up where I come from, that's all we had, pretty much. I mean, we didn't have no fancy boy places back home. I mean, we had your mom and pop Bluff City diners, and then
mom and pop and
you pe- man, then your
Piggly Wiggly.
Slug. Food City, come on, man.
Food,
get it right.
Food City.
I'm a Food City man. Get it right.
I still got to go get you some of them chips.
I mean, it's Terry's Potato Chips, downtown Bristol. Come on.
Speaking of NIL deal.
I mean, they got to sign Joe Milton up for Food City, right?
You're right.
I think he drove that basket on campus first.
Or Mayfield need to sign him up to come up with the Bazooka Joe bubblegum ice cream flavor? Bam. Stop, sign it. Right there. Bazooka Joe ice cream from Mayfield. Mm.
Dunzo. We'll see. Counting them down. What did we start off? 26 days. 26 days till season begins. We're going to go through team by team over the next couple weeks until then. We can't do two at a time now. We don't have enough weeks for that, so we're going to have to put together. We'll leave Vandy out.
We'll Missouri leave, for sure.
We'll leave Mizzou
They're
out.
They're not an SEC team.
they were just TV rights purchase.
Texas A&M, I mean, we could maybe leave them out. They're just a bunch of freaking roughneckers out there.
Hey, technically, we've already done Georgia. Just looking through their quick schedule real quick.
So here, I'll take win. There you go. We're done. Georgia's done. And then Kirby Smart goes and coaches at Alabama.
I agree. As we appreciate y'all joining in, listening in, if you want to get a part of the conversation, hit us up. You got at Brad Rush. I can't even say on Twitter. On X?
On the X.
On the X.
And we're not talking about ecstasy. Back when I was in high school and you said he was on the X, that's what that means. He was on the X. Online. What's Nick Saban?
Well, they ain't gonna call it tweeting anymore.
Xing.
It's gonna be called rolling. Because he's rolling on the X back when I was in college. Now you're rolling on the internet.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. expires April 30th. One-time use only, not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5hourenergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.